Jerome Bruner is an influential psychologist and a founding father of constructivist learning theories. He earned his PhD from Harvard University in 1947 and later became a professor there. During this time, he also worked for the United States Army as a social psychologist, where he observed public opinion on war and social attitudes. In 1963, he received a Distinguished Scientific Award from the American Psychological Association, and later in 1965, served as their president. Throughout the years, Jerome Bruner has written 44 books. One of his earlier books, called Toward a Theory of Instruction. In his book, Jerome Bruner said, "We teach a subject not to produce living librarians on that subject, but rather to get a student to think for himself, to consider matters, to take part in the process of knowledge getting. Knowing is a process, not a product." The Culture of Education was a landmark text that had direct influence on U.S. policy during the 1990s and is still relevant today. Bruner's philosophy on spiral learning curriculum suggests that learners return to basic ideas on a frequent basis, as new subjects and concepts are gradually increased with difficulty over time. The big idea behind Jerome Bruner is that students need to understand the meaning and to learn, as opposed to simply memorizing. His theory on spiral learning revolves around understanding human cognition and a step-by-step learning process, which is then relied on by interaction and experience to form intuition and knowledge. Basically, what one learns is through repeated experience. Discovery learning is important to this theory because it allows students to build on their current knowledge. There are three stages of representation in Bruner's theory: inactive, iconic, and symbolic. Classroom management, viewed from the perspective of discovery learning or constructivist theories, states that it's an active process so that learners build upon knowledge that they already have. It may appear a little chaotic at first. However, students are inquiring and discovering and are active in their learning. As Brewer once stated, understanding is like discovering. The instructional approach to this theory is to have teachers encourage their students and learners and to aid and allow them discovery of their main objectives. Communication between teacher and student is a key concept. Additional instructional approaches for the teacher are to help the learner to focus on the goals and tasks at hand, showing relevancy. Additionally, emphasize learning motivated by interest. Students are more apt to learn meaning when they are interested in the subject. Bruner's spiral learning theory can be applied to many different curriculums. Students build and construct new knowledge and control their own process of learning, while teachers give input and structure through the appropriate learning environments of the learner. Since Bruner's theory is based off of continuous knowledge being built up over time, the instructional problem that is not addressed is what happens when learning takes place over a short period of time.